It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, June 8th, 2017. Today is the 92nd birthday of former First Lady Barbara Bush, the only woman besides Abigail Adams to be both a wife and a mother to a President of the United States. She was born in New York City in 1925. Her mother, Pauline, was the daughter of an Ohio Supreme Court justice. Her father, Marvin Pierce, was a distant relative of Franklin Pierce, the 14th President of the United States. He was president of the McCall Corporation, which published McCall's and Red Book magazines. Barbara was an athletic and witty child who loved to read. In 1941, while at home from boarding school on Christmas break, Barbara met her future husband, George H.W. Bush, then a 17-year-old senior at Phillips Academy in Andover, Massachusetts, at a dance. The pair saw little of each other as George finished high school and then served as the U.S. Navy's youngest combat pilot in World War II, but they wrote to each other faithfully. After a long-distance courtship and his brush with death after his plane was hit during a bombing run in the Pacific, the couple married in January 1945. After World War II, the newlyweds moved to New Haven, Connecticut, where George enrolled as a freshman at Yale. Their first child, the future president, George Walker Bush, was born in 1946. His father went into the oil business after his graduation from Yale in 1948 and moved the family to Texas. In September 1949, Barbara's parents were involved in a car accident in which her mother was instantly killed. Since she was pregnant, she was advised not to travel to the funeral, and the event left a lasting scar. 3 months later, the couple welcomed their second child, a daughter named Pauline Robinson Bush, in honor of Barbara's mother. In October 1953, the child, nicknamed Robin, died of leukemia, leaving Barbara and her husband overwhelmed with grief. It was during this traumatic time that her once reddish-brown hair turned prematurely white. She went on to have 3 more sons, Jeb, Neil, and Marvin, before giving birth to another daughter, Dorothy, named for George's mother. She spent the next 2 decades primarily dedicating her time to being a wife and mother, while volunteering for organizations such as the YMCA and the United Way. The couple eventually settled in Midland, Texas, where George found success in the petroleum industry. Barbara also helped her husband's budding career in politics by participating in his campaigns. In 1966, he was elected to Congress for the first time, and the following year, the Bush family moved to Washington. After an unsuccessful run for the Senate, he served as ambassador to the United Nations, envoy to China, and director of the CIA before being elected vice president as Ronald Reagan's running mate. Now Barbara Bush would travel the world and set about educating herself on the issues of child and adult illiteracy. As First Lady, when her husband won the presidency in 1988, Barbara placed less emphasis on fashion than her predecessor, Nancy Reagan, even purchasing a pair of $29 shoes to wear to her husband's inaugural ball. Following her White House years, she has redoubled her dedication to public service and has continued her commitment to literacy projects, raising millions of dollars for the very worthy cause. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for June 8th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.